1911. June 21st, 1911. Extracts from recent special testimonies, Ellen G. White. The Lord is in earnest with his people. Long have they delayed entering the cities, and now they must seek to redeem the time. The message of the third angel of Revelation 14 is now to be proclaimed, not only in lands far off, but in neglected places close by, where multitudes dwell unwarned and unsaved. God is calling his people at this time to a long-delayed work. Decided efforts are to be made to enlighten those who have never yet been warned. The work in the cities is now to be regarded as of special importance. Let workers be selected to labor two and two in the cities, in harmony with the council of experienced leaders, and under the direction and commission of Jesus Christ. The conditions that face Christian workers in the great cities constitute a solemn appeal for untiring effort in behalf of the millions living within the shadow of impending doom. Worldwide. It is in the cities of the nations that the gospel worker finds the greatest impenitence and the greatest need. The cities everywhere are calling for earnest, wholehearted labor from the servants of God. We have done only a small part of the evangelical work that God desires us to do among our neighbors and friends. In every city of our land, there are those who know not of the truth. And out in the broad world beyond the seas, there are many new fields in which we must plow the ground and sow the seed. A soul-winning effort. In these same wicked cities, there are presented to soul winners some of the greatest opportunities. With heart and soul and voice, they must respond to the summons of the master of the vineyard to enter the cities and work as laborers together with God for the winning of precious souls. Well organized. A little has been done in years past, it is true, in a few cities, but in order to meet the mind of the Lord, those in responsibility must plan for the carrying forward of a broad, well-organized work. They must enter into this campaign with a determination to make God their trust and to labor with unflagging zeal. Thus they will be enabled to do a strong, solid work and will gain confidence to continue the effort in other places. June 21st, 1911. Extracts from recent special testimonies. A readjustment of plans. Ellen G. White. For the accomplishment of all that God calls for in warning the cities, his servants must plan for a wise distribution of the working forces. Often the laborers who might be a power for good in public meetings are engaged in other work that allows them no time for active ministry among the people. For the conduct of affairs at the various centers of our work, those in responsibility must endeavor, as far as possible, to find consecrated men who have been trained in business lines. In order that the work in the cities may be carried on as rapidly as possible, careful attention should be given to the distribution of laborers who are qualified to engage in this line of work. While it is in the order of God that strong institutional centers be maintained in connection with the publishing, educational, and medical work, yet it is not his design that institutional work shall be carried forward in a way that will tie up too many men of special talent, and thus rob the field of the help that these men could render in the proclamation of the message. Earnest service demanded. From the light that God has given me, I know that his cause today is in great need of the living representative of Bible truth. The ordained ministers alone are not equal to the task. God is calling not only upon the ministers, but also upon physicians, nurses, canvassers, Bible workers, and other consecrated laymen of varied talent who have a knowledge of present truth, to consider the need of the unwarned cities. There should be 100 believers actively engaged in personal missionary work, where now there is but one. Time is rapidly passing. There is much work to be done before satanic opposition shall close up the way. Every agency must be set in operation that present opportunities may be wisely improved. The Lord is calling upon men and women who have the light of the truth for this time to engage in genuine, personal missionary work. The help of apostolic times promised.
The labors of the apostles in the early Christian church were characterized by wonderful manifestations of the power of God in the lives of the believers. Through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, multitudes were brought to a knowledge of the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. The needs of the world today are no less than they were in the days of the apostles. Those who labor for souls in these times of impenitence and unbelief must yield themselves wholly to God and work in unison with heavenly intelligences. The power of the Holy Spirit will accompany the labors of those who dedicate their energies and their all unreservedly to the completion of the work that must be done in the last days. Means will flow in. Angels from heaven will cooperate with them, and many will be brought to a knowledge of the truth, and will gladly cast in their lot with God's commandment-keeping people. Means will flow into the treasury. Strong laborers will be raised up. The unwarned fields of the great regions beyond will be entered, and the work will soon close in triumph. Mrs. E. G. White, September 13th, 1911. An appeal in behalf of our medical college. Ellen G. White. The proper development of the work at Loma Linda calls for prayerful thought and planning, that the instruction which the Lord has given concerning the work there may be fulfilled. Our people in the eastern and middle states, as well as those on the Pacific coast, should feel an intense interest that a special work be done at Loma Linda at the present time. It fills me with anxiety to think that any who seek to obtain the benefits of the education that Loma Linda can give should be turned away because the buildings are insufficient to give them a place. That some patients have had to be turned away from the sanitarium has caused me sorrow. The work of the medical college at Loma Linda must not be crippled for lack of room. There must be some way devised to enlarge quickly the buildings for the rooming of students, so that those who seek a training may not be turned away. The students at Loma Linda are seeking for an education that is after the Lord's order, an education that will help them to develop into successful teachers and laborers for others. When their education there is completed, they should be able to go forth and join the intelligent workers in the world's great harvest fields who are carrying forward the work of reform that is to prepare a people to stand in the day of Christ's coming. Everywhere workers are needed who know how to combat disease and give skillful care to the sick and suffering. We should do all in our power to enable those who desire to be thus fitted for service to gain the necessary training. I am instructed that those among us who have means should become God's agencies in this work. Our people should become intelligent in the treatment of sickness without the aid of poisonous drugs. Many should seek to obtain the education that will enable them to combat disease in its varied forms by the most simple methods. Thousands have gone down to the grave because of the use of poisonous drugs, who might have been restored to health by the simple methods of treatment. Water treatments, wisely and skillfully given, may be the means of saving many lives. Let diligent study be united with faithful ministry. Let prayers of faith be offered by the bedside of the sick. Let the sick be encouraged to claim the promises of God for themselves. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Christ Jesus, the Savior of men, is to be brought into our labors and counsels more and more. I am instructed that there are among us those who should become God's agents to labor for the advancement of this work. The Lord would be pleased to see our people who have means using it freely in opening the way for workers to get a training as medical missionaries. To those who have money, we say, make your donations. The Lord has given us great advantages in bringing into our possession such institutions as Loma Linda. Let us cooperate with him in making these places a blessing to humanity. By liberal gifts, let us say to the burden bearers at Loma Linda, put up your men's dormitory quickly.
Elders Irwin and Corliss have been selected to visit our brethren in some of the larger conferences and to ask for immediate help for Loma Linda. Others also are to be appointed to prepare the way for the work to go forward at Loma Linda. The Lord has made it possible for this place to stand as a training center for medical evangelists. A good beginning has been made, but the work must broaden. Help is needed at this time. Let us make room for the carrying forward of the grand work that the Lord has specified should be done. Now, just now, let your means be invested to provide the buildings which the carrying on of this work demands. Do not delay. Encourage the brethren who shall call for means by revealing a spirit that is willing to do the work which greatly needs to be done. I ask you, my brethren and sisters, to do what you can to help, and do it now. Let your means be invested in this work that is so far-reaching. This is the work of God. He has given us great advantages for the carrying on of his work. He now calls for the advantage of your means, that many may be qualified to go forth to finish up his work in the earth. The Lord will reward all who come forward in emergencies and do their best. Those who can help should be deeply interested in preparing the way for those who wish to be qualified as missionaries for God. My brethren and sisters, work for God with your means while you have opportunity. In doing this, you will be using your talent to his name's glory. Mrs. E. G. White, Sanitarium, California, August 29th, 1911.